Being a Christian Science Practitioner. Since we are all practitioners in a greater or lesser degree, I want to talk a little about practitioners. We, as practitioners, should have newness of life. We should never let our declarations of truth become stale. We should keep them fresh, with new ideas continually flowing in. We should look upon our inspiration as unfolding inspiration bestowed directly upon us by divine mind. Each patient we treat is entitled to fresh inspiration. In No and Yes, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Truth cannot be stereotyped. It unfoldeth forever." Close quote. This inspiration is a steady influx of divine ideas, a new vision of the glories of real being, and brings transcendent healing. As we recognize that spiritual inspiration is the healing process, this recognition will result in more instantaneous healings. We should pray for new light on old passages, and we should find this new light streaming in from everywhere. With new light and fresh inspiration, our treatments do not become dulled from much use and constant repetition. We should pray often for new light and continuous inspiration. In the manual, we find that formulas are forbidden. This is because formulas stupefy our thought and hinder the unfoldment of inspiration from the divine mind. We have our books. Let us study them. It is not only necessary that practitioners should have inspiration, but it is also necessary to have spiritual discernment. Jesus, with the Christ consciousness, saw instantly what the human mind was thinking, and saw the nothingness of it. Mrs. Eddy says in the textbook, quote, "You will reach the perfect science of healing when you are able to read the human mind after this manner and discern the error you would destroy." Close quote. It is necessary to see what others are thinking, or rather, it is necessary to perceive the thinking that mortal mind is doing, the thinking that is trying to mesmerize both practitioner and patient. We need not concern ourselves about the person who seems to be doing the thinking. It is always mortal mind operating as aggressive mental suggestion that is mesmerizing the patient. The practitioner needs to discern this false belief of mortal mind and prove its unreality and nothingness, thereby freeing the patient. What we, as practitioners, see and do and think about what another person is seeing, doing, and thinking must be worked out in our own selves. We must solve this problem in our own thinking, never in another's thinking. It is aggressive mental suggestion that causes us to see another doing and thinking thus and so, when the Christ consciousness alone is thinking and doing all things. Our work as practitioners is to be this Christ consciousness and to see the perfect man all the time. The Christian Science practitioner must meet and overcome all seeming obstructions in his own experience and in the experience of others at the point of his own belief in them. At no other point do we have actual contact with the claim of evil. All temptations are at this point of our own consciousness, and here alone is where we overcome them. We must make the demonstration that we are the Christ consciousness, and that we stand as the Christ consciousness, the only consciousness, under any seeming condition. This Christ consciousness that we are will break down every mesmeric suggestion of fear and will reign supreme as law. If we, in our own thinking, make the demonstration that we are the Christ consciousness, this will solve every problem in another's so-called personal thinking. When we, as practitioners, discern what our patient or any other human being is thinking, we should be very sure that our discernment is always on a scientific basis. Mrs. Eddy tells us in the textbook, quote, "It is recorded that Jesus, as he once journeyed with his students, knew their thoughts, read them scientifically. In like manner, he discerned disease and healed the sick." Close quote. Now, in order to read thoughts scientifically, we must never read them from the standpoint of minds many, but from the standpoint that divine mind is the only thinking agent. We can never proceed scientifically if we start from the standpoint that there is mortal mind thinking. To attempt to do so is no more Christian Science than would be the attempt to demonstrate mathematics from the standpoint of mistakes. Mrs. Eddy says Jesus read the minds of his students, and he saw their sins, but he did not believe it was their minds, and this did the healing. Yes, Jesus saw their sins, but saw them simply as false beliefs or illusions. And he saw their minds as being the divine mind, the only mind. How do we, as practitioners, get this discernment? How can we know what the erroneous thought is that is holding the patient? There is but one way to gain this discernment. We ask infinite mind, infinite consciousness. We ask our own mind, because mind is the only consciousness there is, to reveal it to us. We could not ask mortal mind or aggressive mental suggestion to reveal this to us. We must ask mind, the Christ consciousness, just as we ask the principle of mathematics to reveal a mistake in our mathematical problem. When we discern error through spiritual discernment, it never injures anyone, but blesses everyone. Surely it blesses one when the practitioner discerns the covering that needs to be removed from the face of the whole world, so that we see the face of our brother as the face of God. Such discernment would shorten the day of mesmerism that we seem to be experiencing. All things that seem to be transpiring as our world, whether at home or abroad, whether the affairs are national or international, are never outside of us, where they are difficult to handle. They are here in our own consciousness as realities, and they need to be understood in their reality. In infinite consciousness, quote, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Close quote. Yes, all these in their true light are the sons and daughters of God, imperfectly known by us because of mortal material sense. The textbook tells us, quote, material sense defines all things materially. Close quote. Scientific Christianity demands that we affirm that what we see is divine, or is the Son of God here and now, and that we demonstrate this truth instead of merely believing in it, and demonstrate it to be a present fact here and now. This is our responsibility as individual Christian Scientists. Mrs. Eddy refers to these days, meaning the days of mesmerism and hypnotism, that they should be shortened by Christian Scientists. And Jesus said, quote, unless these days are shortened by the elect, no flesh would be saved. Close quote. See Science and Health 96, 12 to 4, and Matthew 24, 22. We, as working Christian Scientists, are the elect, and we should detect and uncover all adverse mesmeric thought, whether personal, national, or world thought, and prove its unreality and nothingness. And we should do this detecting, uncovering, and proving within our own thinking.